Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram. Our next guest is the author of a new book called Satan's Dare. He's also a former U.S. senator. And he joins us now on the Steve Gruber Show. It is Jim DeMint. Jim, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, Scott, thanks for having me, and thanks for giving me a chance to talk about something that's other than politics today.
I guess when you're no longer a senator, you can make those choices, right?
Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting that this is a novel, and I think all the readers will kind of find themselves in it. There are a lot of questions and kind of things about why we go through all this mess on this earth. I think all of us have those. But while it's not political, it has huge implications to American politics today, because what we do here in Washington is try to treat the symptoms. But the real foundations of what make America great are what this book really gets at.
Senator, why the form of a novel? Certainly you could write a nonfiction book and sort of lay things out and, you know, go step by step. But this sort of storytelling narrative, why that for Satan's Dare?
Well, you know, I've written a number of nonfiction books just about politics or whatever. And actually, the first pass I did at this years ago was just trying to write it out as almost a documentary of, okay, did God really create this earth? Is the Bible true? What does Jesus have to do with anything? And how does that relate to our purpose in life? It just got to be so, I would call it thick or in the weeds. And the publisher just suggested you need to write this in a way where there are real characters living through this, where they're asking the questions and people can relate more to it. And I think it really came out that way. I actually even enjoy reading back through it myself, because I can see a lot of situations that I've lived through as well as other people around me, particularly tragedy and suffering and the questions of why do we go through this? If God's really in charge, why is there so much evil in the world? And these are things I think we have to address, particularly as Christians, because America is in decline, I believe, because the Christian church is in decline. And the Christian church is in decline because it's moved away from the basic ideas of absolute truth.
Former Senator Jim DeMint is with us. His new novel is Satan's Dare. Let's talk a bit about the story here, Senator. You've got two characters, two men who have suffered some terrible tragedies. And this is echoed in my personal life, and I imagine in others as well. I know people in very similar situations who have lost, one person has lost a parent and became much more, much deeper in their faith. One lost a parent and turned away from Christianity and from God, and saying, "I can't understand it. I can't forgive him for taking away my dad." So these are real sort of stories that are placed into these characters' lives.
Well, they are, and actually, of course, there are a lot of women going through this with them. But you have two kind of Christian leaders, pastors. And they both suffer real tragedies. And one of them, who had been the head of one of the largest megachurches in the world, could not deal with it. And he became the world's most famous atheist, going around the world speaking against God and the truth of the Bible. The other pastor was more like Job. He complained. He argued with God. He didn't know why it happened. But through the love of his wife and friends, that he held on to his faith. And these two end up in a debate of the Bible and Christianity versus atheism. And I think most readers could just learn a lot of going through that, because all of us have that debate internally ourselves about what's true and why do people have to go through this. And we know from the legal world that if you understand motives, you can understand and find the truth. And so a lot of this book is just what's God's motive in all of this? Why do we have to go through this? Because ultimately, for all of us, it doesn't end well in a physical sense. And so I just think we need, as honest and just not just believers, but skeptics, to ask these questions, to have the discussions. And I think as you read through this book, you can see people struggling and debating and asking the questions, and what are the different answers from the Bible? Are there different interpretations of whether it's six-day creation or six periods, or was it done another way? But it comes back to science has come around to the idea that all of this is too complex to have happened by accident. So in effect, science has confirmed that there has to be a creator God, but that there are a lot of other questions after that. So I really think people will enjoy the story, but by the time they get through it, I think Christians will have their faith confirmed. Skeptics will be challenged to search, but it does have a lot of implication of how we live. Because there's a verse in Psalms, Scott, that says, if the foundations are removed, what will the righteous do? And I see every day that we're in a situation now where we can't even agree on what's real. We can't agree on what the facts are. And people kind of think if whatever they believe is true. We see that so much on the left today. But so this is a little break from just the books about socialism or Marxism. I think if people read this, they'll have their foundations renewed, and that'll help us address these issues in America. Because, you know, without a return to basic truths and a sense of revival of spiritual truths, I don't see any way out of this for our country.
Senator, there are big questions in Satan's Dare that are grappled with by these characters. You wrote the book, so you sort of infuse your perspective as well. How did you grapple with questions like this in your life of faith?
Well, I mean, I've always been a skeptic. I mean, I didn't come to the Lord until I was 25 years old, and I have never found that I kind of fit in a particular mold. I kind of read the Bible for myself, and I know science fairly well on issues of physics and biology. And part of what I try to do in this struggle, it's my own struggle, of how do you align what appears to be credible science with biblical truth? Because all of Christianity is based on the idea that the Bible is true, that it doesn't have an error in a sense. But that doesn't mean there aren't a lot of different ways to interpret, for instance, what Genesis says about creation. Was it 6 days? Was it six periods? Was it done another way? And I think a lot of the science that I bring into this helps people see that this could very well have been done in a different way than we could have even imagined. But if we don't start at that point that there's a creator God and that the Bible is true, then there's really no foundation for us to build on. And that's really where the left is today in politics. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't like any absolute truth or absolute morality or an absolute border. You can see in everything they do, they want to redefine what is real and what's true.
Former Senator Jim DeMint, find him on Twitter at Jim DeMint. You can also find the book at Amazon or where fine books are sold. Satan's Dare is the new novel from Jim DeMint. Senator, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, thanks. Thanks what you do every day.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
This year, the Good Sports Are Winners Award returns to honor those teams displaying good sportsmanship at selected MHSAA tournaments. Over 1,000 teams will be recognized this year by MIMIC Insurance. MIMIC is also providing sportsmanship educational materials to schools and is an underwriting supporter of mini-grants for schools' local sportsmanship efforts. Remember, sportsmanship is the educated choice, and good sports are winners. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.